gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jeff Lundgren.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet
Boys. Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets... at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your cat than with a special treat, and that special treat should be from Vitacraft. It's a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that you'll get your cats to do anything. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, and you can find it in pet stores. SCOE 10X, it gives me that warm, fuzzy feeling because they're back on the show, and it is the best odor eliminator out there. It will even take out cat urine, and if you have cats, you know how bad that is. You can find it only on SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E number 10X.com. Good Pets Food Supplements and Treats. They teamed up with us here on Talkin' Pets to give you 10% off when you put the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. And don't forget, if you're getting a calendar for next year, hushitbookgroup.com. You can order it there. This is Talkin' Pets.
Flitting vampire bats and elephants of great renown cannot compete or unseat or defeat the canine companion of which I'll speak now. I am a puppy so proud. I love belly rubs, scritches, and barking real loud. No matter how old, no matter how young, I'm a puppy doing bleps with my puppy dog tongue. I am a puppy, I puppy super hard. When I sniff on a walk or patrol in the yard, no matter how young, no matter how old, I'll always be a puppy with a heart of pure gold. Long hair, short hair, smooth coat or fluffy, your truest companion and most loyal buddy. I'm a puppy, a puppy, a puppy.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets. You can give us a call at 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And we want to talk with you, so the lines are open. And let's see, Jazz.
Yes.
You can find Jasmine when she's not on the air. You can find her at jasminethedogtrainer.com, so you can check her out there. And you're on everything, right? TikTok, social media.
TikTok's not dog training.
Okay. Oh, that's other stuff.
So. YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook.
Cool. And I wanted to ask you, group or private, what dogs would you say are good to put in a group training? And what ones, I should say, which ones do you think should actually be in private training with what type of behaviors?
Group training, I would say that's general obedience and, like, trick classes, agility. But if you've got any aggression or, like, problem behaviors that really, really need to be addressed, then private training is definitely a better option.
Well, the one thing, too, what about, like, a person's schedule? Everybody's busy. So if they don't have a schedule for a group class, they're better off going individually, right?
Yeah, and that's, I don't do group classes at this time. I haven't in like 10 years. I do in-home private training. So I go to my clients, and so we do training in their house, in their neighborhood. We meet at parks or stores and work on their behaviors.
sometimes it is better, I guess, than to have like a whole group of people. I mean, it's fun and it's a good get together.
It's good for socializing, especially with puppies. You want to make sure you get them a lot of new experiences within their little socialization window that they've got. And it's good for offering distractions and having them around other dogs in a structured situation, because it helps make them more reliable when you need to walk them around a park or a neighborhood.
So there is a thing called kindergarten puppy training. And you just mentioned young puppies. So mm-hmm. what would be the age that you would say that you would start training?
Because 8 weeks old.
And is there a difference between training and socialization?
Well, yeah. I mean, socialization is just introducing them to new environments, new people, new situations. It helps prevent a lot of anxieties and fear-based behaviors because we've exposed them to multiple things. And a lot of times people don't socialize their dogs well enough when they're puppies. They don't get them out. They think, oh, I just need to keep them in the house until they're all the way up to date with all their vaccines. Well, by the time you have them up to date with all of their vaccines, they are out of that socialization window. So it's a little harder to introduce them to newer environments without their stress level being elevated, depending on the dog. So
how old would you think that you can actually start training a puppy?
8 weeks old.
8 weeks old?
Yeah.
Wow.
But you just want to make sure if you're doing a group class and your puppy is 8 weeks old, everybody, you need to make sure that your trainer is checking vaccination records and all of the puppies that your dog will be around are up to date for their age on their vaccines. And you don't take your dog around people that you are not sure if their dog is up to date on their vaccines that are older. Because, you know, they can still contract parvo or something like that. So you don't want to take them to a dog park or something where they could be exposed to something until they are older and up to date for every vaccine that they need.
So some people may actually beat themselves up because of the fact that they feel like other dogs are learning quicker and their dog is not learning as quick.
Yeah, I tell people that they're all different, just like people. You know, you can't compare your child to the neighbor's kid that might be in the same grade as your kid. They're all different. They all learn at a different rate, and some catch on really fast, and some, you know, it might take them a little bit longer, especially if our delivery is off and they don't understand. We're miscommunicating with the dog. We're confusing them. But most of the time, you know, somebody will be like, oh, my dog is stupid. And I'm like, yeah, no, it's not the dog.
Nice.
You're miscommunicating with him. You're confusing him.
But it is true. What you said is true. I mean, people just want to fix really quick. They're not patient.
And I tell people, like, you know, I wish I had this magic wand that people seem to think that I have, where I can just walk in your door and wave it and the dog is doing everything you want it to do. But that's not the case. It takes work. When you take your dog to a training class, when you hire a trainer, I'm training the human as well as the dog. I can get the dog to do what I need it to do. I could take your dog home and I could get it to do whatever.
Yeah, but you're not moving in.
Right. Yeah. So, I'm not with the dog every day. I'm not coming into your house after I'm tired, I've been working all day and took care of the kids all day. And like, you have to be consistent. It doesn't matter what you have going on. You always have to show up in, you know, a consistent manner with the dog when you're training them, because it's important to be consistent.
818-818-6401. You got a question, comment, story, give us a call. 818-818-6401. So, and persistence and constant over and over again.
Repetition.
Is what trains the dog. But once a dog learns something, is there something out there or some instance that a dog may fall out of it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have to, like, with my own personal dogs, you have to do refreshers. I call it a refresher course. So, like, with my dog Zelda, I trained her on a head halter, and she was doing great on the head halter, and then she wasn't. And I'm like, okay. So I switched her to the harness and started working on her pulling with the harness. But we moved into a new neighborhood. We've got all these ducks and birds all over the place around the pond, and she, you know, wanted to pull to get to those. And it was a new experience for her. So things like that can happen. If your environment changes, your household changes because somebody moved in, someone moved out, it can change the dynamic of things and make them a little less consistent with certain things. And you just have to do a refresher and start training them on it again.
818-818-6401. That's the number to call as you're listening right now. This is Trace Nixon, a friend of ours here on the program. He joined us a couple weeks ago here on the show, and his EP, his album, just landed. So you can find it on Spotify and other sources. But this is Trace Nixon. What song is this one, Kay?
This one's for Alan.
This one's for Alan?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Have you heard? Affordable healthcare is better than ever. And right now there are more carriers and plans to choose from. If you're between 18 and 64 years old with a household income of $25,000 or less, this message is for you. Right now, the government's Affordable Care Act is available for individual and family health coverage plans with little to no cost to you. Don't gamble your health. Call Health Care for All. 70% of callers qualify for a zero-cost health care coverage. See if you are one of them. Call now. Our agents are standing by to help you get the health insurance plan you and your family needs and deserves. If you're uninsured or struggling to afford your current health insurance, help is just a phone call away. This is not Medicaid or Medicare. This is the marketplace with the largest selection of healthcare plans from the Affordable Care Act. To find a plan that's right for you,
call 800-895-8120. That's 800-895-8120.
Dr. Jane Goodall, who will be remembered as an advocate for animals and a renowned chimpanzee researcher, died due to natural causes, the Jane Goodall Institute announced in a Wednesday statement. She was 91. Dr. Goodall's discoveries as an ethologist revolutionized science, and she was a tireless advocate for the protection and restoration of our natural world. Goodall was in California at the time of her death on a speaking tour in the U.S. Goodall was made famous for her work with chimpanzees. According to the Jane Goodall Institute, which she founded in 1977, she went into the forest to study the remarkable lives of chimpanzees, and she came out of the forest to save them. According to the Foundation's website, when Goodall realized chimps' survival was threatened by habitat destruction and illegal trafficking, she developed a breakthrough approach to species conservation that improves the lives of people, animals, and the environment by honoring their connectedness to each other. Goodall was 26 when she visited Tanzania for the first time to explore the world of wild chimpanzees. She took an unorthodox approach to her research, the foundation said, immersing herself in their habitat and their lives to experience their complex society as a neighbor rather than a distant observer. Jane was an amazing advocate for chimps and animals in general, and also a friend of Talkin' Pets. Rest in peace, Jane. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Kavanaugh.
Won't you come for me,
have you ever had an opportunity to meet Jane?
No.
No?
No.
No, Kate definitely no. But yeah, no, I did. And I met her a couple of times, and then she's been on the show here with us. And remarkable woman. And I mean, her following around the world is just immense, the amount of people that loved her and the work that she did. And just but she had a long life and a good life, one that she enjoyed. And
she had a fulfilling life. She was doing what she loved.
Yeah, 100%. 91 years old.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And she still looked good. Mm-hmm. I mean, 91, she looked good. So, I don't know. That's a definite loss, though. I mean, you know, we lost, out of the Leakey girls, we lost Diane Fossey, and then we lost now Jane Goodall. Birute is still out there, Birute Galdikas. She's with the orangutans. You know, interesting story with her, though, is she was in the jungles and everything with her daughter. She had her young daughter, and this was years ago. But her young daughter, and it just goes to show, you become, you know, where you're at, I guess. The weird part was, is that Birute told me that her daughter started to act like an orangutan.
Oh, really? Wait, how old was her daughter?
Like 12.
Oh, wow.
11, 12, something like that. But she started eating without utensils at that age, and then she started walking like an orangutan, acting like an orangutan, and because all she knew as friends were the orangutans.
Yeah. Wow.
So she had to, even though Birute, I believe, at that time was divorced, she had to send her daughter off into, I think, New York, where her ex-husband lived, to live with Dad, because she was picking up all the traits of a wild animal.
Wow.
So it goes to show, you know, that you hang around with it. I mean, it's like an accent. If you hang out in a country for so long, you start to pick up that, you know, the accent of where you've been living. So
it's a little bit different, John.
Well, it is, I'm just saying on a small scale.
Yeah, I know. I remember years ago, you remember the story about the girl that was, she was neglected, and the parents had an animal hoarding situation, so the girl was around the dogs that were in the house more than actual
parents.
Parents, and she was behaving like a dog. She was crawling around on all fours and couldn't speak.
It's what they know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all
the
they're
dogs
familiar
were taking
with.
Care of her.
Well, on that note,
let the games begin.
If you can name this animal sound, you can pick out a prize. If you won something in the last 90 days, pick out something that you have not won. But we have Vitacraft, Lick and Lap. We have the creamy paste packlets that will go out to you. Or you can go with the purr sticks, which are breakable sticks that you can give in any denominations or size to your cats. We have from SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator, number one out there. It'll take out any odors, I guarantee it. We have Good Pets Foods, daily probiotic, as well as hip and joint and multivitamin. We'll send those out to you, dog supplement treats. We have the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. We have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. We have a dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul, an elephant bracelet, and we have the calendars. We have a dog calendar, a cat calendar, and a giraffe calendar for 2026 from Workman Publishing. And we have Silly Beads by Kayla.
Oh, you want me to say what
I do want
left?
You to say.
Well, right now we have a Highland Cow keychain, and we have two Stanley Cup handle charms. One is NFL and one is Stitch.
NFL or Stitch. So you can go with those. 818-818-6401 is the number. If you can identify this animal. I'd be out of breath if I had a heart like that. 818-818-6401. Give us a call if you know what it is. 818-818-6401. Think Africa.
I think I know what that is.
Y'all should know what that is. Kayla should know what that is. Do you know what that is, Kayla?
I have an idea, but I'm probably wrong.
So, what do you think it is? I won't say if you're wrong or right. Okay, I'm not going to say if you're right or wrong.
I'm not going to tell you because I saw the screen.
Oh, you can't.
When you sat it down, I was like, oh, yeah, I can't make a guess because...
Well, 818-818-6401 if you know what creature that is, and then you can pick out a prize, something you haven't won in the last 90 days. And we're going to go out to Tony. And Tony's in San Diego, California, listening on KCBQ. And hi, Steve and the gang. So, Tony, what do you think? What creature is that?
It sounded like a gibbon to me, but I'm not sure.
A gibbon. A gibbon?
Missed it by that much.
Sorry, Tony. It's not a gibbon.
Right.
Good shot, though,
it's
at it.
Smart.
Drive careful. Right, drive careful. All right. It's still out there. Tony was incorrect. It's not a gibbon. I thought this would have, like, went fast.
Yeah.
What creature is it? You'll find them in Africa. They have stripes. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Once again, this is Talking Pets, and this music is by Trace Nixon. Kayla?
You want the name? It's Hand Me Down Name.
Hand Me Down Name.
Yes.
And Trace is a good friend of the program now, and you can find his music out there wherever it is, Spotify and everywhere
wherever
else.
Wherever it is.
Well, pretty much everywhere songs are nowadays. So, hey, 818-818-6401. This is Talking Pets.
Something worth fighting for. I know he
Are you nearly maxed out in your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
The European hamster is critically endangered, facing high extinction risk due to habitat loss from agriculture expansion and the factors like light population. Conservation efforts involve captive breeding, reintroduction, and habit management, including work with farmers in countries like Germany, France, the Netherlands, and Ukraine. The European hamster's natural grassland and steppe habitats are shrinking due to agricultural expansion, which is the primary driver of their decline. Modern farming practices reduce the ability of food and cover, disrupting the hamster's life cycle. Artificial light can interfere with the hamster's circadian rhythms, potentially confusing them about hibernation cycles and emergence times. Wild populations have seen a dramatic decline, with some experiencing annual reduction rates as high as 50%, leading to predictions of extinction within 30 years if current trends continue. Captive bred hamsters are released into wild to bolster existing populations to reestablish them in areas where they have disappeared. Zoo New England is supporting Ukrainian scientists to learn new captive breeding and reintroduction methods. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
The hamster dance.
Smiling at me. I've always had a certain type, you know, the kind of girl that my mama would like. But she was like nothing I'd ever seen.
And once again, you're listening to Talking Pets. That's our buddy Trace Nixon, his new CD out, and that is called Secondhand Hold on Me. I actually like that one. The other ones I like too. This one I like. I like this one a lot so far. So, we're going to go out to my buddy Leva out there in Greenwich, Connecticut. And, Leva.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, darling. How are you? I can't see you through all these animals.
Oh, my God. Am I allowed to give two guesses?
I'll give you one guess.
Okay. is a baboon.
You think that that is a baboon.
No, 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 you're doing it all wrong.
You are incorrect, Leva. Well, you guessed. That's what counts. So it's still out there. I thought somebody was going to get this right away because they're in Africa. They're striped.
I think she missed that hint.
Yeah, probably.
I missed that hint.
You know, Leva, I saw that your nephew Christopher is in this new movie. I got something through the movie companies because I'm a critic, and I saw his name on it. Now I can't remember what it was.
Wow.
He's in with... Oh, geez, what is her name? A very prominent actress, by the way. And it has something to do with religion. And kind of like, it's a new movie coming out, and has something to do with like a take on the Bible and everything. And Christopher Abbott is in that. Yeah, he's been a busy boy, hasn't he?
So yes, I can't even reach my brother.
Oh, Orville.
I get, yes, Orville's been busy too.
That's good. So, but I'm glad to hear that Christopher Abbott is doing well and his career is taking off. So, but we got Mike coming in. So, Leva, I'm going to have to say adieu, 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 adieu.
Adieu, adieu, adieu.
Bye, Leva.
Bye, Leva.
Bye.
That's Leva out there in Greenwich, Connecticut. We're going to go out to San Diego, and I have a feeling Mike knows what this is. Mike, what sound was that?
That's a hyena.
I was wrong.
No soup for you.
No soup for you. You are incorrect, no. Mike. It is not a hyena.
To be fair, it does sound like that.
It does, actually.
But hyenas don't have stripes.
That is true. But I could see the hyena in there. But no, that's not a hyena. But yeah, okay. the clue was Africa and stripes. Swing and a miss.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Mike. That's Mike out there in San Diego, so it's still out there. 818-818-6401, you can win. 818-818-6401. I bet you John the Professor out in Idaho would know what that is. I don't know if he's listening now, but take a guess.
Yes, he'll call now because you summoned him.
Yeah. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call if you know what creature that is. Every other thing I could think about is too easy. I mean, the stripes should be easy enough.
Don't give any more hints because that's a very large hint. People just
Africa and they have stripes.
They weren't listening. That's okay.
So, what is it? And they're big. And they have four legs.
Don't give any more hints.
818-818-6401.
Someone already knows it and they're about to call.
All right, Mom. What do you think about treating, like, if your dog does good in your training them? Do you believe you should stay with treats as a reward, or would you switch over to praise?
It depends. I mean, I like to, in certain scenarios, I like to offer treats.
But will you wean off of that eventually?
Yeah, but like with my dog, you know, maybe like 50% of the time I'll take treats with me on the walks with her. If I'm taking her into a store or I'm traveling with her, of course I have treats available. I like for her to know that there's always the possibility of earning a reward, but doesn't mean you're going to every time. So, you know.
But I think you'll eventually learn, like you say, you have to train the parents as well. But you'll eventually learn what works best.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We're going to go out to Hunter in Virginia. Hey, Hunter, how you doing?
Hunter
knows
this one.
So, Hunter, you're in the same state as Trace Nixon. His new CD dropped, and he's a country singer. I don't know if you like country music or not, but Trace Nixon has a good CD out there. You can find it on Spotify and everywhere else. But I think everybody's like encompassed on Taylor Swift right now, if I hear any more about Taylor. And I need to reach out to her because Taylor's like a big cat. Mama, she loves cats.
Oh, okay.
So I gotta see if by chance maybe we can get her on, but big chance, but we'll see. But what do you think this is? What do you think, Hunter?
I'm gonna go with a hint of stripes. I'm gonna go with zebra.
Good job, Hunter. I had faith in you. I knew you were going to get it. Third time's a charm.
Congratulations.
Third caller's a charm.
What do you want to go with, Hunter? We got cat treats, dog treats. We have Scoey 10X, the odor eliminator. We have a book on dogs from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have Silly Beads by Kayla. There's the, like, the... I can't think of the name. What? Tumblr. It can go on a Tumblr,
yes,
like a handle.
Yes, on the handle. It's a charm.
Yeah, NFL or Stitch. And we have a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets and a CD from Gino Sasani. It's a music CD on reptiles. What do you think? Or we have calendars. We have a calendar, too, for 2026. Dog, cat, or giraffe?
Giraffe calendar, of course.
You've got it coming out to you. All right. Yeah, I like it's a wall calendar, and I like those because I always put all my, I got to do this on this day and that day. So I like my wall calendar. So we're going to get you the giraffe one out. So that's going to go to you, Hunter, in Virginia. Stay on the line and speak with Sydney. We'll get your address, and we'll send it out to you.
Thank you for calling.
I think Sydney brings him down real quick.
Oh, okay.
She's like,
well, he could still hear me.
Yeah, he can hear you.
Yeah.
But if he had a reply, it was like, nope, you're gone. I need your address. All right. So that's Hunter in Virginia. He got it. And it was zebra.
I told you no more hints were needed. Stripes, that's stripes in Africa. That's the only hint you needed to give.
Probably. But yeah. Some people still weren't getting it.
Well, because they weren't listening. They weren't paying attention to the hint. But, yeah.
So when you're doing food treats with the dog, and can you disrupt their training? Like, if you all of a sudden take them from the food and go to praise rather than a food reward, would that kind of set them back? Or you just, like, how would you know if your dog is being set back? They're just not doing what you want them to do?
Yeah, if they're not consistently doing it. But usually, if you've worked with them properly, it's not like, oh, I'm only doing it because you have a treat. We want them, I like to teach people to prevent the dog from knowing if you have them or not. Like, you know, they just assume that you always have something. There's always the opportunity to earn a reward. When I'm training a puppy in my home, I wear a treat bag or I keep a little Ziploc bag of treats in my pocket at all times. So there's always treats available, but it doesn't mean that they're always going to get one.
But they know they're there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how would I... When you go to no longer treats, you're going to praise. Do you praise them right after they do what they do? And if they don't do that, like sit or stay or whatever you're trying to get them to do, no praise at all, right? Do you turn your back on them? Do you walk away?
I'll walk away, especially if they're like looking at me and don't do it. I'll turn my back, walk away for a couple of seconds. Usually the dog will come and put themselves in front of you like, wait, but I... What just happened? And then you try again. I'm not the trainer that's going to like push a dog's butt down and force them to sit or, you know, manhandle them. I do positive techniques. So you just, you know, keep going until they're consistently doing it and follow through. If I tell a dog to sit and they don't sit, I turn my back, walk away from them, and then try again. And usually they'll sit and, you know, the praise is me petting them. The praise is me telling them how good they are. And they usually get really excited about that because they want your attention. They want you to touch them.
They want to do good.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm good dog, mommy.
Yes.
Good dog.
Okay.
So over the break, if somebody wants to call, I'm going to give away a bottle of Scoey 10X to the first person that talks with Sydney. You don't have to come on air, but you can if you want. So the first person that Sydney says, well, yep, they spelt it right. I want you to spell Scoey 10X. And if you can spell, because I've said it many times, if you can spell it, Scoey 10X, because the website is scoey10x.com, spell it for Sydney, and we're going to send you out a bottle of Scoey 10X, the first one that comes through that can actually spell it. So, spell it, Scoey 10X. Give Sydney a call, 818-818-6401. You don't even have to come on the air, because I know some people are afraid to talk on the air. 818-818-6401, and Scoey 10X, it'll take out any odors that you have. It doesn't mask them, it eats them. This is Talking Pets. Your body to mine. Well, I keep you close until the end of time.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-474-9528. 800-474-9528. 800-474-9528. That's 800-474-9528.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-631-0976. 800-631-0976. 800-631-0976. That's 800-631-0976.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE.
It's a familiar scene for many of us. A warm summer evening, a gentle breeze, and then the inevitable high-pitched whine of a mosquito buzzing near your ear. For some, this is a fleeting annoyance, but for others, it means a night of endlessly scratching itchy welts. Some people are simply mosquito magnets, while others emerge relatively unscathed. But why is this so? One explanation, according to scientists from the Netherlands, is beer. Are you a beer drinker? Outside? Around the campground? Around the pool? To find out why the blood-sucking critters prefer some people over others, a research team led by Felix Hull of Radboud College took thousands of female mosquitoes to the lowlands, an annual music festival held in the Netherlands. Researchers set up a pop-up lab in connected shipping containers in 2023, and around 500 volunteers took part. First, they were filled out a questionnaire about their hygiene, diet, and behavior at the festival. Then, to see how attractive they are to mosquitoes, they placed their arm into a custom-designed cage filled with pesky insects. The cage had tiny holes so mosquitoes could smell the person's arm but couldn't bite them. A video camera recorded how many insects landed on a volunteer's arm compared to a sugar feeder on the other side of the cage. By comparing the video footage and questionnaire answers, researchers saw some clear results emerge. Participants who drank beer were 1.35 times more attractive to mosquitoes than those who didn't. The tiny vampires were also more likely to target people who had slept with someone the previous night. The study also revealed that recent showering and sunscreen make people less attractive to the buzzing menace. We found that mosquitoes are drawn to those who avoid sunscreen, drink beer, and share their bed, the researchers wrote in a paper. They simply have a taste for the hedonist among us. Mosquitoes are not just annoying biters. They're also a serious public health threat because they can spread diseases such as malaria and dengue fever. Any research that can keep us out of harm's way is a great help. Although this study was limited to just one festival and some of its attendees, it still provides insights into why some people are especially appealing to mosquitoes. And it offers information on how to protect against being bitten, such as lathering on sunscreen, showering regularly, and limiting beer intake or avoiding it altogether. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
The SCOE 10X winner was none other than Professor John in Idaho. Congratulations, John.
Congrats, John.
He's getting a bottle of SCOE 10X. So I found that to be a very interesting story, that if you drink more beer, you're more susceptible to being bit by mosquitoes. Because I don't know about you guys, but I'm a mosquito magnet.
Me too.
I could be amongst 100 people. No one will get bit once, and I'll have 100 bites on me.
That is me. And my dad and two of my brothers,
never get bitten. If a mosquito is in the same room with me and my two brothers, I will have 50 bites on me and they will have zero because they don't get bitten.
So the rule is don't drink beer. Take a shower.
Some blood types are more susceptible to mosquito bites, and I have that blood. I can't remember which one it is. It's like, oh, yeah.
So don't drink beer, take a shower, and don't sleep with anybody the night before you're going to go party outside. Because they found those people were the ones that were mosquito magnets. So also in the news out there, before we say goodbye, you like staring at the moon? I love a full moon. I think it's eerie.
It's magnetizing.
It is. But there's a problem. According to the news, planetary scientists discovered the moon is slowly rusting. And, and Earth may be responsible.
Of course, there's humans on Earth, that's why.
Exactly. Their research published in the journal Geophysical Research Letters shows that oxygen particles escaping our atmosphere here on Earth are hitching a ride on Earth wind and slamming into the lunar surface. There, the oxygen reacts with iron-rich minerals to form a type of rust.
We ruin everything, and that's probably why the aliens don't like us.
You snicker and laugh about aliens, but you know what?
No, I'm not. No, they admitted that
they're
real. So,
exactly.
No, I'm actually being for real. I feel like they probably don't like us because we're ruining things outside of just our own planet.
You're probably right. I mean, did you see that one thing on the news they showed where they shot two torpedoes, or not torpedoes, what are they called? Well, anyway, kind of torpedoes in the air. This thing was flying through the air, and they shot two torpedoes at it or whatever. It hit it and bounced off of it.
Yeah.
And there were two little fragments or whatever, two fragments of the ship or whatever, that whatever it was, fell off. But then all of a sudden...
It put back together.
Right, it did.
Yeah.
As they were flying, it put back together. And they were just astonished on what could actually have the technology to do something
like that. It's not our business. We're not supposed to know. It's not our business.
But I wonder, though, if there is a life on another planet.
Do you wonder, John? Do you want them to come get you?
Well, I don't wonder. I do believe there is life on another planet, 100%. We cannot be the only ones out there. But I wonder, like, how different they are. And the thing is, do they have pets? Or, like...
What if they keep humans? What if they keep humans as pets?
They're just from another planet, and he's a pet.
Maybe that's what we are. Maybe we are their pets.
What if, like, some of the missing people are... Yeah, okay.
You never know.
I'm running to my car.
Well, thanks for joining in this hour of Talking Pets. Enjoy your weekend. Don't drink beer if you don't want to get bit by mosquitoes. And for myself, John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Spay and neuter your pets. Help control the pet population. If you're looking to get a pet, please go to your local shelter or rescue and get one there. And Jasmine, where can they find you off the air?
JasmineTheDogTrainer.com.
Check her out there. If you have some training questions or you need advice, she does videos as well. Thanks for joining us. This is Talking Pets. He said you're looking at
a man who knows. The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.